Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 12, a message worth sharing. Our memory text. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water." Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7. Sunday. Peter's present truth message. The Apostle Peter, he had been with Jesus for 3.5 years. And during these days, he had experiences, wow, more than he could tell, that he had time in a lifespan. And in his second epistle, we read in chapter 1, verse 12, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, so you know them and be established in the present truth." To be established in the present truth. It's present. It's not far away in the past. It's present truth. It's for now. And these words are used for remembering. And then in verse 16, he says, and then he remembers what he experienced with Jesus during his lifetime here on earth. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables." It's nothing invented in our mind. "When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." But what? "We were eyewitnesses of His majesty." You know, here on earth, Jesus looked like a human being. He was a human being, son of man. But there on this mountain, His countenance, His appearance changed. And He beamed like the sun. He was changed in His appearance that the apostles could see for one time His glory He had before He became a human being here. And Peter says, "We were eyewitnesses of His majesty." We have seen that. "For He received from God the Father honor and glory before our eyes. When there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's Peter's message. It is not invented by man. People were driven by the Holy Spirit, who wrote this book.